This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Winter has arrived, preceded by a mild fall. I'm hoping for a wintry winter, you know, some cold temperatures, maybe some rain or snow. You know, winter, the season when you can wear flannel or wool or both, a season to justify that down vest you bought 15, 20 years ago. How about flannel-lined trousers, right? Oh, yeah, you need winter to put those on. I need winter just so I can wear a different wardrobe. A wardrobe that I confess is pretty old. I haven't purchased any flannel or wool apparel for many years. You may see a photo of me in a wintry desert 30 years ago and then recognize that same shirt in a photo taken last winter. Yeah, I mean, they get old and tattered, but it's hard to throw out clothing that you like, you know, old and tattered clothing that you just love, you know. I become attached to shirts, pants, jackets, and at some point, they're so beat up, I doubt you could donate them to a thrift store. And oh my gosh, if you stick them in the washing machine, you better use that gentle cycle. My rugged winter wear becomes delicate. Okay. Another thing about winter, by the way, you know, because the solstice is come and gone. And other than my wardrobe, here comes daylight. Oh yeah, daylight will slowly increase. No more using a flashlight to do late chores. Wait till I tell our chickens. Daylight's coming. We're talking eggs here. I'm feeling cheery just thinking about it, walking around in my wintry wardrobe in wintry light. Hey, it's the holiday season. It's the festive season. Crazy lights inside and out. Festive gatherings, festive music, festive food. Cookies, that's what I'm thinking, festive food. Festive clothing. How do you like my 30-year-old red wool shirt? And yes, I like Christmas trees, but I think Christmas trees should be in quotes because folks use all sorts of things as Christmas trees. They decorate all these crazy things. I like the ones that are like the old dry yucca stalks or part of an agave stalk. It's got to be a stalk with some branches, right? Got to hang things. So a paniculate stalk. Yes, a panicle. Sotal stalk. No, that's a raceme. Racemes don't have branches, so no racemes allowed. Anyway, and there's always the traditional pine. When I was a kid, this was in Kentucky, we would sometimes have a cedar for a tree, a red cedar, which is a juniper, Juniperus virginiana. Thickets grew in the bottomlands where I was growing up. Very economical just to go out and cut one of those red cedars, those native junipers. And then, you know, we graduated up to tree lot trees, and maybe a Doug fir or something grown on a tree farm. Anyway, all that to tell you that for over 30 years, the Mosquito family has gone into the mountains and the hills of Cochise County, armed with a permit, and we've cut our Christmas tree. We talk about, you know, oh, we'll get a small Doug fir or a small ponderosa, but we always get pinions, the border pinion, Pinus discolor. There are three species of pinions found in Arizona. You knew that, but we always get the Pinus discolor. But listen, an agave stalk, or you know, that's so cool, a yucca elata stalk, a panicle, don't forget that. The border pinion, you know, decorate it and celebrate the season, you know, it's wonderful. Hey, I like to sing this around Christmas. When I was a little boy, I loved the song, Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. I love the imagery. It could be a little girl, a little boy, under a blanket somewhere in the borderlands. The coyotes are barking on a cold winter night. Inside with our family, a fire burns so bright. We laugh and tell stories about friends far and near. We hope that they're happy and send them good cheer. Tell stories about winter, tell stories about friends. We all are hoping this night never ends. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and I'm sending my love. Merry Christmas to you. From Growing Native. Happy holidays, my friends. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.